Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. Have a great visit with our good friend Rich Galen, longtime Brain Trust member, the publisher and the writer and the cost accountant over at Mullings.com. Thrice weekly cyber column. I encourage you to check it out. Rich is one of our political operatives in the Brain Trust. Rich, thanks again for hanging out with us. So the sequester is going to happen, something the president said in December would not happen. But it's not going to be that big a deal, probably, unless, and from my perspective, if you're a small business who has a contract with a government contractor, it could very well likely affect your business. Would it null and void the contract? Would it postpone things? Would it affect their ability to pay you what they already owe you?
I don't know the answer to that. It probably has to do with the terms of the contract, but I'm pretty sure that subcontractors, government contractors, and their subs are going to be at the front of the line to suffer these cuts.
Well, and mainly because most small business owners have limited capital, and when that contract either dries up for a while or forever or somehow our 60-day money goes to 180 days, that's tantamount to shooting us.
That's right. I mean, and for a lot of small businesses, they had to ramp up to get the contract in the first place.
And so this is a politically contrived thing that never should have even seen the light of day, should it?
You're right. As you said earlier, this didn't occur in nature. It's the equivalent of Lucy Arnaz's hair.
Yeah, exactly. So, okay. A couple of other things. What's the defense guy?
Hagel.
Hagel is going to be is coming back up for a vote,
right,
in the Senate for the Secretary of Defense. Will he pass?
Yes, he will. He'll get. And you know, for somebody like me, Jim, that has to write 3 days a week, having Hagel and Kerry and Biden.
Yeah.
In the administration it's like my dream come true.
It's like job security. It's a retirement scenario.
It's an annuity.
Yeah. All right, and so now we got Jack Lew coming up for Secretary of Treasury. How long has it been since, if ever, will we have had a Secretary of Treasury that was as much of a political animal as Jack Lew is?
We had Jim Baker, I think. That probably, you have to go back to Reagan.
Yeah, but he was a good guy.
Yeah. I mean, that's just off the top of my head. I didn't know you were going to ask me that. But that would be my guess.
Yeah.
And that worked out okay.
But he's a well-respected statesman. Jack Lew is never going to be one of those.
Well, we'll see how he does. Sometimes people surprise us to the upside.
I'll be surprised. You're right. I'll be surprised. Okay, so Jack Lew's going to go through. What else has happened? Oh, gun control.
Yeah, gun control is on the table. The what they've done is very smart. They've changed the language from gun control to gun violence. It's a little bit like when they went from global warming to
climate change.
Climate change.
Yeah.
And on the Republican side or the conservative side, they went from pro-life. They went from anti-abortion to pro-life.
Right.
So these language patterns actually do have an impact.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see what happens. The big deal is background checks, probably at gun shows and
universal background checks, magazine. wherever the transaction is happening. Well, that won't include individuals, though, right?
I think that's where it's hung up in the Senate. They've got it almost all done. I think the theory is in the Senate that if you're going to put on a gun show and you got to throw in, you know, five or six computer terminals, that's just the cost of doing business.
Right.
You're going to have to do that. The issue is, if I have a 9mm Beretta and you like it and I want to sell it to you privately, whether or not, I mean, how do I go through the background check?
Right. But we're not talking about registering guns.
No, I think that's still I think that still falls under the 10th Amendment.
Right. And there's another thing. Will the government, with all this universal background checks, will that information be kept, or will it be checked and approved or disproved and destroyed?
That's right.
That's a big concern.
I mean, and the other concern, Jim, is, you know, there goes all the way back to the earliest days of the Supreme Court, there's a famous Supreme Court decision, McCulloch versus Maryland. And in that decision, Chief Justice Marshall said, power to tax is the power to destroy. And in this case, the power to decide whether or not you need a mental background check,
right,
is the power to destroy you. So mm-hmm. the issue is whether or not the government will extend these powers into areas they were never meant to be extended
and
into.
These are
and
the
we've seen it before.
And this is the reason why you can, you know, regardless of which side of the aisle of this issue you're on, Rich, it's good that we have people debating it on both sides.
Oh, yeah. No, that's right. This is a legitimate debate.
Yeah, I agree. Hey, Rich, thanks for being here. Welcome back to the USA.
Thanks. Good to be home.
And we're glad you made that trip over to Morocco. Rich Gaylor, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. He'll be back another day. I'll be back, but not today. I'll see you tomorrow. I'm Jim Blassingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.